Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. Let's get in the WMJ time machine and go back 10 years. It's been 10 years, folks, since that 2012 state championship run for the Mercer County Golden Eagles. And one of the things when people say 2012 Golden Eagles, Jim Taylor, what comes to mind? And I always remember Nat Zunkel, the smile you had on your face when you were addressing the statewide media after that win over Belleville Altoff on that Friday afternoon. Good times, man, right?
Good times. What an experience. What great memories, and just thrilled to be talking about it again.
So that season, though, really probably was kind of set up by the year before, right? How the Golden Eagles kind of exited the 2011 playoffs. That kind of set the wheels in motion and the motivation for 2012, right?
Yeah, I agree. You know, that was, you know, we lost to Stark County in the quarterfinals, 7-0 on our own turf, and we had beaten the pants off them earlier in the year, and that was a humbling loss, but also drove us, I think, to the heights that we gained in 2012. So, you know, it was a bad feeling, bad taste at the time, but looking back, you can see the benefits of it.
Well, and I know your coaching colleague, I remember, I think it was at either the welcome home celebration, or the banquet, or we were departing for state. And I remember he made this statement. It was in front of an audience. And he said, I just knew when we got this group together in the summer and we began the preseason workouts, I knew we had a special group that I thought we could play for the 14 weeks. Do you remember him saying that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was one of those things where, you know, you just know you've got a special group. You know you've got a group that is ready to roll. And, you know, you just got to keep everybody in the right position, stay healthy, which for the most part we did that whole year. And, you know, we dominated so many teams. And it was just great memories all around.
All right, so Nat Zunkel is on a Sunday afternoon. He's scanning the NFL games, right? All right. This guy comes on running the ball by the name of James Robinson, James Pickles Robinson from Rockford Lutheran. So how many times have you told a story that, hey, I was a coach, a high school football coach. We played against him in the playoffs and we beat him. Now he racked up a bunch of yards, but my goodness, we made him earn it. And I think every time he carried the ball, a minimum of 9, 10, or 11 guys were tackling him.
Yeah. So every time I see him on TV, I'm thinking to myself, boy, we beat the pants off that team. We didn't, you know, he had 180 yards, but he only scored, I think they only scored twice through that entire game. First drive and of each half. And we dominated for the rest of that game. And what an awesome experience that was. But it's just so much fun to watch a kid who you coached against in high school now playing on Sundays in the NFL and doing well. I mean, he's no slouch. And, you know, just to have that memory and to have all of that in front of you or in back of you is really special.
Do you remember, I maybe a better question, how vividly do you remember the adrenaline of the 5 weeks of that playoff run?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I was just talking about this with one of my boys. Was, you know, how the only thing that drives you in that time, because we counted up as 35 days of work in a row, because you don't take a day off during the playoffs. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, you have to play it on Sunday because you're playing on Saturdays. You know, that energy of what's going to happen the next week drives you through each game, through each day, through each hour of practice. And as exhausting as it was for the coaching staff, but I mean, I'm sure it was exhausting for the kids, but also exhilarating at the same time. You know, and we were fortunate to have 3 home games there during the playoffs. And that really, I think, helped our overall psyche is being on George Pratt on a Saturday afternoon in the fall. And, you know, just, you know, you go back to that feeling, and it's hard to replace that feeling. You know, people pay big money to try to replace that feeling of having success in high school football in the playoffs. So it was just awesome, awesome times.
So you mentioned, now it's great when you get to the final game of the season and you play for a state championship. I get it. That's the ultimate goal. But I always still feel that kind of you lose a little bit of the traditional high school vibe of playing at a local high school facility. So, you know, reflecting back, you mentioned three home playoff games. What was that feel like where you, and maybe you don't notice it directly at the time, but then maybe you're watching, you know, an old DVD of the games and are saying, my goodness, what an atmosphere it was that night when you see the pan of the, you know, Pratt Memorial Field home side, and then you see the hillside, and you see the sideline, right, and all that. So when I describe that, your reaction to that was what? You still feeling that 10 years later, Zunkle?
You still get goosebumps talking about it right now. You know, you go back to those forever moments, right? You go back to that time when we start rolling on Clifton Central, and you look around, and you take a deep breath, you look around, and it is packed, wall-to-wall people on both sides of the field because they traveled exceptionally well. But also, we were the only show in town. You know, everybody else was out of the playoffs, you know, pretty early in that 12 season. But, you know, that mystique that you have on George Pratt Memorial Field was just awesome. And it's just one of those feelings that you don't lose as time goes on because the memory is so sweet. You know, you go to those three home games, and, you know, we started against Morrison, and I was not pleased with our draw having Morrison because they were two out of the last 3 years they won a state title. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, we win all these games, ranked number one in the state of Illinois for 6-7 weeks in a row, and then we draw the returning state champion. And Coach Dennison looked at me and says, it's perfect. I says, it's perfect. And he says, yeah, it's absolutely perfect. We want it to be hard, because we're never going to know how good we really are if it's easy. And I thought to myself, you know what? That's a really good point. And then, you know, the next week, you know, after beating a very good Morrison team, and certainly a seasoned team, we beat them 25-14. But that next week, playing at home versus, you know, Rockford Lutheran, and, you know, having opposing coaches yelling at us at the top of the hill, try tackling that guy, good luck to you, all that garbage, and we go in there and dominate. Yeah, I mean, what a feeling that is. And have those cannons go off when you score in the playoffs. What an awesome atmosphere that is, and something that is completely unique to Aledo. I've coached all around the state of Illinois, but there's nothing quite like a Saturday afternoon in the fall in Aledo, Illinois.
All right. And then you didn't even mention Austin Ruth, right? Because that game, too, I remember, I'm like, they're going to take the ball down the field. And remember, and we can get into roster where it's quantity and quality, where right, you're playing without, you know, Bobby Lincoln that game, and you got to go deep into the roster. But, you know, the quantity and the quality of the roster was important. But it looked like in that Amboy game, they were going to go down and score with virtually no time remaining and win that game. Yeah. But then a kid, you know, that maybe – you look at that roster and you talk about some of the kids or, you know, going into the season, who are some of the elite players on the team? Well, you know, it's, hey, who's going to make a play when we need it most? It's about roster. And a kid by the name of Austin Ruth maybe made the biggest play of the 5-week playoff run that week.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you talk about an unsung hero. Austin Ruth was such a role player in that team. And, you know, he played a ton of downs and did a lot of great things on defense and special teams for us. And then to come up with an interception to turn the tide of the game, you know, the momentum was ours and they were behind at that time, but to turn that tide of the game with a pick six, I remember looking at my son Paul, and he had tears in his eyes after that play. I said, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm just so happy. And, you know, I call a timeout after that, and it's pandemonium on our sideline. And even the refs were grinning at it because it was such a cool play. And just to know that we're going to get one more game as a direct result of that play. And a kid who, you know, again, an unsung hero, you know, he gets his picture in the paper the next week, and I can't remember what the title of it was, but, you know, it was just such a great feeling for that young man. And, you know, kudos to him for continuing to work and continuing to be a role player throughout the year. And just what a great experience that was. And then, you know, and then you finish up your playoff run, right, with a state title, but you can't forget, I mean, we beat a very good Clifton Central team at home, and we dominated that. And I just saw Coach Spooner last week at a football game. You know, we were just talking about it. He says, I still can't believe how fast you guys were. And that's just, that was the story of our team. We weren't big. We were just fast and physical on defense. And offensively, you know, Coach Dennison schemed us up. And, you know, just great memories and you hope to feel that way again.
All right. And I was telling you off the air, Coach, I'm glad we could talk to you, that I said one of the neat things for me personally since I've been in Aledo is I've watched these coaches come through that have had children actively engaged, you know, when they were little. And it started with Coach McCarty when I got here and his youngsters. And then Coach Welter came along and he had young kids. And then you and your three boys was such a big part of it. Now I see that with Coach Hofer's kids that are, you know, engaged in the program. How special was it that they were along for the ride? And now they're grown. They're not completely grown men. They're still in college, but they're big. They're big boys. How special was that for them at that age to kind of, you know, be on the sideline and being with dad and seeing these kids and watch this special year unfold? How much did that mean to you?
Right. You talk about what are your core memories when you're growing up and what are your core memories when you're older? And I can remember, you know, Paulie was the ball boy, and I was not easy on Paul being the ball boy, and he did a really good job of it and learned how to sprint and get after it pretty quick. And, you know, both Luke and William were water boys and helped out quite a lot of the sideline, but it was just, it lent to the atmosphere of family, but also that we're living this life of football. We're not just part of it. You know, it has such an incredible place in our memories that you look at it, you look back at it and you're like, God, that was great. And I'm not kidding. Every fall, my boys watch that highlight film of the entire season, and we sit there and we talk about kids and this, that, and the other, and what they're doing. And you know, we've done that for 10 years straight, and we'll probably continue to do it until we're old and gray. But yeah, terrific, terrific memory there.
All right. Yeah, that's a great story. The last thing, I saved it for last because I still have my T-shirt, and you got on the preseason program of the WRMJ Sports Line in the 2012 season, and I know you vividly remember this, where you ended the interview saying, well, of course, go Eagles, but you, before you said that, you ended the interview saying, why not us, like 16 times or whatever it was, why not us? So, I mean, that was kind of almost the battle cry throughout the season, right? Yeah. And they made a T-shirt, so do you remember that?
Absolutely. We made a T-shirt. My parents even sewed a pillow that says, why not us, on it. And so it was one of those times when I don't always say the right thing, right? But at that point in time, I said the right thing. And it was something that kind of carried us through the playoffs and through that tremendous season. And it's just one of those great memories that, you know, it's going to live forever, right? So, you know, we are such a good football team. And I remember, you know, it was after that, I think Austin Lyon made a circus catch in the scrimmage and the meet the team night. And I was just so fired up about that because I knew Austin wasn't going to be our primary receiver, but I knew that if one guy went down, we had another guy who could step up and do just as well. And so that was just, it was just a great, great memory, and I was excited. I'm still excited about that team.
Yeah.
I
had a lot of dudes like that. All right, I mean it when I say it. I'll always remember that 2012 season, the smile on Zunkel's face when he was addressing the statewide media. You could feel it. So I'll remember it like yesterday, and it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, I love you guys. I love Aledo, and I miss you guys, and hopefully we'll come back out and catch a game here coming up here. But hey, Jim, go Eagles.
All right. Always great to visit with Coach Zunkel, and he said the great line in this conversation. earlier today. He said, the memory is so sweet. That's how we'll end it. Long live the 2012 Mercer County Golden Eagles. More coming up on WRMJ.